Welcome to our podcast.
I'm Vivian.
I'm Isis.
I'm Cadence.
And I'm Amanda.
And this is our podcast.
The purpose of this podcast is to show the understanding and knowledge of Southern and Eastern Asia.
Some regional concerns in China is air pollution. Some causes of air pollution are forms of PM, which includes coal, combustion, industrial emissions, and much more. Air pollution can cause health problems like nausea, impaired lung infections, and irritation. Not to mention it causes severe damage to animals and plants. There's also some regional concerns in the Ganges River. Sewage flows and dumping dangerous chemicals cause the Ganges River to be polluted. Ganges is a main water resource in India, so it would be a problem if it was polluted. The Yangtze River.
Regional diversity. Buddhism is a spiritual tradition that focuses on personal spiritual development and the attainment of a deep insight into the truth, natural life. It was born into a royal family in present-day Nepal over 2,500 years ago. After Buddhism's death, some of the followers had some different opinions, which eventually led to their breaking away from and forming separate kinds of Buddhism. Hinduism. Hinduism began about 400 years ago in India. Unlike most religions, has no single founder, no scripture, and no commonly agreed set of teachings. Hinduism globally. Hinduism is a religion of most people in India and Nepal. It also exists scientific populations outside these subcontinents and has over 900 million adherents worldwide. Shintoism. It started over 1,000 years ago, but is still practiced at least 5 million people. Shintoism. Global. There are about 17.822 million people who practice Shintoism religions. Most of them reside to Japan or come from Japanese background. Confucianism. Confucianism related, oriented from China. It was invented and started to spread. The man who started it was named Confucius. It started over 221 BCE. Confucianism global. It is very, very difficult to get an ancient figure of how many people practice Confucianism. In fact, there are statistics showing that less than 10 million people follow Confucianism, while others show that there are nearly 350 million Confucianism located in Eastern Asia. It is practiced in China, Korea, and etc.
Well, to start off population and lifestyle, we will go into China's population first. There is about 1.42 billion people in China. Some of you guys might be asking, where do most people live in China? Well, the answer to that great question is the following places. Sorry if I pronounced these wrong. Benji, Tianjin, Shanghai, Hong Kong, and Macau. These places have so many people because of the way that they are close to the water. If they are close to the water, then they can make a lot of seafood with the fish. Another reason I think why the most populated city is near the coast is because they can trade easier. The population of India is 1.37 billion people. The place where most people live is Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, and Maharashtra. I think they live most people live there is because it's like close. It can also trade with other like countries, and it's closer to them, so they can trade. The population of Japan is about 1 to 126.85 million people. The place where most people live in Japan is Tokyo. I think the reason why most people live there is because the advanced technology. In China, the industrials are transportation equipment, including automobiles, rail cars, and locomotives, ships, aircrafts, etc. Industrials in Japan are motor vehicles, electronic equipment, machine tools, steel and non-ferrous materials, ships, chemical, textiles, processed food. And in India, it is chemicals, food processing, steel, transparent equipment, cement, mining, portal, machinery, software, and something like that. All right, go on.
Okay, so South Korea is located in the continent of Asia. It covers 96,920 square kilometers of land and 2,800 square kilometers of water, making it the 119th largest nation in the world with a total area of 99,720 square kilometers. South Korea became an independent state in 1948. China, it's a big country. It's a really pretty place you should visit. It's also close to India, North and South Korea. It's also close to the Gulf of Tonkin. Okay, so now Japan. Japan looks like a small country. It's similar to China. Japan is close to North Pacific Ocean, the Philippine Sea. Japanese is close to the North and South Korea, the Yellow Sea, and the East China Sea. The country of Vietnam is a long country beside China, Laos, Thailand, and Cambodia. And it's also close to the Gulf of Tonkin, just like... Okay, so the location of India is beside China. It's in the middle of China and North Korea. It's also close to the Arabian Sea and the Bay of Bengal.
Well, this was our podcast. I hope you enjoyed our podcast. Again, my name is Anna.
I'm Cadence.
I'm Isis.
I'm Vivian.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Thank you. Bye.